Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Which, I don't know how to word it totally, but I got two statements. I've never seen a player more excited to ground into a double play than Castellanos.
Oh, I know.
He just can't wait. He can't wait. He gets right up there, first pitch, right into the ground. Like, this is going to be the dumbest baseball-related thing I've said in the history of this podcast.
Wow.
Because I say dumb things, but usually baseball, it's like, sure. Kind of makes sense.
It's fair.
Like, I don't understand. If the ball is tailing in, just don't swing at it. Like, just, I know you have a millisecond to react and make a swing decision, but just don't.
Yeah.
Like, just don't swing at it. It's good because it is just going to be drilled into the ground.
It's good advice.
Just drilled into the ground. It's just like, oh, Castellanos is up. There's runners on first and second, one out. Wonder what happens here.
Log it in.
Like, oh, ground ball to third base, and here's a double
ground ball to shortstop.
Yeah. And he actually total bailout. It's just like, he's so excited.
Yeah.
It's always the first pitch.
It's always the first pitch.
Oh, here I'm going. I'm going to do some damage here. Bang, right into the ground. Like, just again, if new rule, tailing in,
don't swing.
Swing.
That's good rule.
How's that?
I like it.
Yeah. Take that advice, Kevin Long.
There you go. Yeah.
And then the other one is just like, Every time there's two outs, bases loaded, or like runners scoring position.
Oh, the JT comes up.
I mean, it's three.
It's unbelievable.
It's 0-2 and then a swing strike three.
Boom.
Like, just again, the clutch gene on JT is lacking, I would say.
I mean, again, game one of the World Series is probably the most shocking thing that happened. Like, you look back at it, that home
run.
But
it's only because no one's on base. That's my theory.
You're right, but still, shocking.
I believe he's batting 160 with runners in scoring position.
Well, is that good? Is that bad?
I believe it's
that. Is that not what you want?
It's just like...
Is that not what you want?
I mean, I don't know which is more frustrating. JT in a big spot, late in the game, strikeout, or Nick Castellanos eager to ground into a double play.
It is. They're both incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're frustrating, but it's like, feels like home.
Nick hit that home run.
Yeah, like, but it's the consistency is what I
appreciate.
Oh, you're
saying you appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. You know it's coming.
Exactly right.
Because you're just ready for it.
Yes. Like, why even, I've watched so much Phil's baseball. I just don't really get my hopes up when, you ever watch so much that, when they do something out of the ordinary, it's shocking to you?
Oh, totally.
Like, I think that's where, especially us, our listeners, you and I, where it's like, if JT gets a big hit with the bases loaded, it's like, no way!
Yeah.
It's
God, totally, dude.
But when he strikes out, I don't get mad anymore.
It's expected. Anything out of the ordinary, it's like, oh! It's like them winning 6-1 on Saturday. I was like, what? this doesn't happen. We just get to kick our feet up and relax.
Dude, it was them winning freaking 12 games on the road.
Oh, I know. I know. How about that? Wasn't it 13? Did they get to 13?
I don't know. It was a lot. It was more than I've ever expected in my entire life.
I forgot about that one.
It was so...
To the point of forgetting what happened. That was this season. I forgot all about it.
Dude,
it was,
of course. They swept the Rays.
That was hilarious.
They swept the Rays. Yeah. All right, hold on. So two outs is runner in scoring position. He's batting 192, which is damn near shocking. Late and close, he's batting 203.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting better.
Late and close.
Ooh, high leverage spots batting 204.
Oh my god.
Low leverage is batting 326.
Oh, that is hilarious. Though, yeah. Like that is just in a nutshell. That is so perfect.
Yeah, yeah, it's something. It's certainly something. But yeah, they're just the again, we talk about it a lot. The amount of bits this team has is just out of control.
It's honestly, it's very, very, very out of control. It's actually getting hard to believe that they keep coming up with them. Question for you.
Oh, speaking of other bits.
Yes.
Have you noticed so Kruk had the all-time.
That was great.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
It's hilarious. But like he's also had a bit of like calling home runs.
And it's almost always Schwarber, I feel like, too. I feel like him and Schwarber have like a thing going on.
I think he has a good feel for Harper, too.
He does. You're right. You're right. But I feel like with Schwarber, he's done like, he's had a couple of them this year.
Yeah, for sure. So that's another, the Kruk, Nostradamus Kruk is a good one that's developing along the way.
We still haven't talked about the biggest news of the weekend. I'm assuming you saw it. A little promotion. Ryan Kirkery to AAA? Why wouldn't they bring him up? In all seriousness, like why? Why wouldn't you?
Because I think they want to see how he does with the balls in AAA. And I think he's the automated strike zone down there. So maybe they want to see how he does in the strike zone.
Well, I mean, it's not an automated strike zone in the majors. What do we care about?
I don't know. Let's see how he does in you know, against, I don't know.
Just bring him up. Like, what are we doing
like,
here?
Seems like you want to see a Ryan Kirk.
I want to see a guy who can get out. Yeah, yeah, what a crazy thought.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I want to have some confidence when a reliever comes in the game late in the game.
But yeah, I guess, so, I mean, they're going to have, like, almost no sample size if they wanted to try him on the playoff roster.
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't you brought him up? Like, give him a chance. What the hell else are you
so
doing?
So I wonder if they're, this is a dangerous game, but they've been, like,
trying to hide him?
No. They've been so, like, and I appreciate it because the mindset of the team, but they've been, like, really confident all year they're going to make the playoffs, which, like...
I know, yeah.
Had they not made it last year, I'd be like, can you guys just stop doing this?
Know,
like, stop
enough.
Talking like you're going to make the playoffs and, like, make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they're waiting to clinch. And then so he's not in, like...
Pressure situation or whatever, because the playoffs won't be pressure.
So. No, there's no pressure in the playoffs.
Yeah, why not find out if he can, you know...
If he can handle it,
no pressure situation.
Well, the thing is that if, again, if Bilotti or Junior Marte are pitching in...
Back to Junior, huh?
I know. If they're pitching in, like, leverage spots, uh-huh, it's probably not the best sign.
Agreed.
Regardless. So he's kind of coming up to, like, be a semi... Or he's brought up to really keep the game close.
Mm-hmm.
If they're down by two, mm-hmm, or one or whatever. It's interesting. I was surprised it was just AAA. Maybe they're not going to ring out this year.
Maybe, I mean, at this point, I don't know that they... I mean, like, I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah.
But it just... I don't know why you wouldn't. Well, at least give it a shot. See what the guy's got.
I assume they know more than...
Do you?
Than we do.
You think so?
I would assume that they'd be like... I mean, he's been really good, so I am surprised. But there's got to be something they're like, I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, take back in a sec. Shout out to the Miller Lite Bar of the Week. This week it's Timothy's in Lionville, our Miller Lite Bar of the Week, Timothy's in Lionville, where you can watch all Phillies games with a $3 Miller Lite pint special. It's a great deal. go to mytimothysrestaurants.com. Shout out to Miller Lite. We love Miller Lite. All right, take back, Fritzy.
All right. I guess I should get up the take back.
Because yeah, it usually helps with usually, doing the take
it's
back.
Usually
yes.
this time.
It's usually a way to do it. Yeah.
It's usually this time.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously, first thing in the take back. I'm so freaking happy that it seems like Charlie's trending in the right direction.
Yeah, we should have. That's a bad job, but yes. Thank you for bringing that.
Yeah.
Like, that was devastating.
Oh, it was crushing.
On Saturday, was it? Or Sunday?
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. That was devastating news. And then we get the positive update. Seems like he's doing much better. I mean, we all love him.
We need Chuck around.
We just love him. Yeah. Like, he's just the most wonderful guy. And he is that way. Like, as you know, we've gotten to meet Charlie. He seems like everybody's grandpa. He seems like the nice. He's actually that. Like, he actually is that. I know, I'm sure I've told this before, but like, Zoe's first game, he sent me a video like saying, "Zoe, I hope you have such a great time at your first base." He's just a good human being.
Yes.
So, and obviously needs, important to us as Phillies fans. As
well. Yeah. Needs to be around for a long time. So I was glad to see Charlie, trending in the right direction. Hopefully continues to trend in the right direction and get back on his feet soon. Watching you at High Hopes Night was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Lay it on me. I was pretty tired.
You had to sit down.
I did. But that was very late in the evening for what it's worth. All right. I was like, once, you know, I was kind of thinning out a little bit.
Yeah.
I sat down for a few minutes. Yes.
And you were just looking longingly at the broadcast.
I know.
Like,
I was pretty tired.
Yeah,
the Eagles game the night before. Yeah.
Well, of course, and thank God it was the longest game of the season.
Of course it was. Of course, a 5-4 game in the last 3.5 hours. Of course.
I'm so happy.
It's like, of course.
I'm so happy watching Greg Kimbrell walk 3 straight batters. Come on, man.
The same thing.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
If they can just go. There's enough talent in that bullpen.
Absolutely.
Just
throw strikes.
Do it.
Go on, throw strikes, guys.
Again.
Yes.
No one gives more high-level analysis of the Phillies than us. It's our analysis of the Phillies right now is like, just do it. Figure it out.
Hey, don't suck.
Hey, don't swing at that pitch.
If it's curving in, don't swing at it.
Throw strikes.
Yeah. There we go.
That's basically all my pitching coaches told me growing up.
That is what coaching comes out, throw strikes.
There was nothing worse. There's nothing worse or more annoying than you're on the mound, struggling.
And just like, hey, why don't you just throw strikes?
And then a pitching coach comes
out.
Pitching coach comes out, hey, get strike one.
Nailed it.
Oh, I'm trying. Yes.
Thanks, man.
Believe it or not.
I was trying to throw a ball, but now I'll try and throw a strike.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you so much for the deep talk. I'm just going to get out in front of this one.
Oh, good. That's always a good thing when people are getting out in front of things.
Because
although
they are collapsing in front of our eyes, I don't think I've ever seen the Phillies like do well against the type of pitcher Justin Steele is.
Oh yeah, the lefty with the like slower
like 92.
Yeah. Oh, never.
Like, you know,
it's the Tom Eshelman thing. Like, we've talked about this a million times.
No, you know who it is. You know who's ruined. You know where this all started from. Was they could never hit Jaime Garcia.
Sure. They couldn't. You're right. Absolutely.
Jaime Garcia owned the Phillies.
Yep.
And I've just, like, it's the overpowering lefty, they do all right. It's the 92 with, like, a heavy fastball.
I'm sorry to bring the name up, but the John Lennons of the world.
Well, I'd rather go Lester. like Lannon.
I know.
By the way, former Phil Great. Broke out Lee's hand, calls him an MVP. Uh-huh. The Justin Steele 7 innings of one-run baseball here would break my soul.
Yeah.
Also, again, this is getting, I don't want to be morbid because they are in a good spot, but like, if the Marlins happen to come here and win a playoff
series, I don't think I could.
They're
the team I want to play the least. Easily. And they're not the best of the teams.
I could excuse away almost every other team.
Yeah.
Losing to the Marlins here
I can't do it.
Eagles lose 2 straight to the Cowboys this year, or the Marlins come in here.
I'm not losing the Marlins here. The Marlins are not coming here and winning a playoff series. Like, I would rather die than the Marlins coming here and winning a playoff series.
Would not.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Nope.
Won't do it.
Nope.